Blog Talk Radio.
My God is real. He is real in my soul. My God is real. He has washed and made me whole. His love for me, it is like pure gold. My God is real, I can feel Him in my soul. My God is real, He's real in my soul. My God is real, I can feel He made me whole. His love for me, it is like pure gold. My God is real, I can feel Him in my soul. There are some things that I may not know. There are some places that I just can't go. But one thing for sure, my God is real. My God is real, I can feel Him in my soul. My God is real, He's real in my soul. My God is real, He has washed and made me whole. And His love for me, it is like pure gold. My God is real, I can feel Him in my soul.
Hallelujah, praise God. This is Macedonian Call around the globe. I'm Sister Joanna Green, my husband Evangelist Clint Green, and our daughter Rachel are coming to you tonight here from Springboro, Ohio. And we just want to welcome you and thank you for having confidence in us to listen to the broadcast, and we just want you to be a part of this. If you'd like to call in at 347-989-8862, we'd sure appreciate and love to have you. And we only use the King James Version Bible. To us, that's the only Word of God. I want to make that clear. Praise the Lord. And again, if you want to reach us by email, you can call in or email us at heisrisen38@aol.com. Again, our email address is heisrisen38@aol.com. Praise God. And at this time, we're going to have our daughter Rachel. She's going to come in and read to you her scripture.
For then shall be great tribulation, such as was not since the beginning of the world to this time, no, nor ever shall be. And except those days should be shortened, there should no flesh be saved, but for the elect's sake, those days shall be shortened.
Praise God. And she's telling you the truth right there. There's a time coming like this world has never known before. There's a great tribulation coming like never known to man ever. Praise God. It never will be again. And the Lord said that He would shorten those days for the elect's sake. Tonight's broadcast is about the elect of God. You could go with it how you want to, but we encourage the preachers to call in tonight and get you some scriptures ready and just share the good news of Jesus Christ with us. Praise the Lord. Again, if you want to be a part of our broadcast, we'd love to have you join in there with us. It is 347-989-8862. We take this very seriously. Praise God. We are preaching to the entire world and whoever will listen. And that's what God said, whomsoever will, John 3:16. Whoever will believeth on Him, praise God, they shall not perish but have everlasting life. Praise the Lord. For God so loved the world. Hallelujah. And you can read that for yourself, John 3:16. 17:18. Matter of fact, just start at Genesis and go through the entire 66 books of the Bible, and you will find it a blessing to you. If you are a brand new Christian, we encourage you to start reading Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John, and read about your Savior, our Savior, Jesus Christ, and why he came. For the wages of sin is death, and why he shed his blood for you on Calvary. Praise the Lord. We have several prayer requests coming in from Facebook. April Fox, she says her friend's grandma, this is a praise report. When I post on Facebook, if anyone has a testimony or a prayer request, so some of these are testimonies. We have been praying for April Fox's friend's grandmother. She was really bad off, and the doctors couldn't do any more from what I understood. And now she's being released and getting ready to go back to a nursing home. So praise the Lord on that. Becky Fritz, Sister Becky, says she just wants to thank the Lord for letting her light shine. Her best friend is getting saved, and her other friend's daughter is getting saved. So she said she didn't think she'd ever see the day where they would turn their lives over to the Lord. And she said, thank you, Lord, for all you have done for me. God is so good. I also have an unspoken prayer request for a friend of hers needing God to move on this. And Sister Patty Love says, please remember all her family and her friends. Sister Tanya says to remember her always and thanks us. Pam Blevins, she says prayer. Our family, she said pray for her family and for praise, a praise report. Found out God has provided her brother with a kidney. They have been praying that God would heal him one way or another. And it goes on to tell how the lady that has been drawing his blood has offered to donate her kidney to her patient, which is Sister Pam Blevins' brother, and they are a perfect match. So, you know, God can move on that, and God maybe was wanting to see obedience in this, and maybe before they do the surgery, they'll find out that God has healed both kidneys on this man, and maybe the woman won't have to give her kidney. God can do great miracles. Praise the Lord. Sister Connie Wagner said, please remember her mom in prayer. She has some tests done on Thursday. Pray that everything goes well. Laura McKnight, she says, prayers needed for her on Monday, that God moves in a special way for her. Heather Green, she says, now this is our daughter-in-law, she says, pray our daughter Kate for a healthy pregnancy. Yes, we are praying for that. Praise God for all these prayer requests. We are definitely praying. Sister Gladys Dittmer, she says, please pray for a little boy named Malachi. He just went to the hospital. Pray for her mother Sarah as they went want her to go on insulin. Also, a great need in their home, transportation for her to go to church. Gary, John, Eddie, a special need. Mark, all need healing. And also, Sister Lisa Warnock says, pray for an immensurable separation for her kids' sake. And God knows all about that. Praise the Lord. So we're going to go on here with the broadcast. And you know, there's an urgent prayer request, and I do not want to forget about this. This is very serious. Brother Tim Hall, he is down, lives in Kentucky, and he's a great man of God and evangelist. He travels all over the United States preaching the gospel. He has been a pastor. He has been a great saint of God, and he is very much needed for the saints of God. He really delivers the word under the anointing. He is right now in the emergency room. He has been having ongoing heart trouble for several years now, a few anyway, and he's had triple bypass. He didn't care if I told this. They have taken, I thought he said, 5 to 6 pounds of fluid off of his heart and he's getting released to go home tonight. But he is in very much need of prayer. I know we turn in prayer requests for his financial needs and his healing and for God to move on situations for him. But right now it's an urgent prayer request, and we need the Lord to move on these. Those that have called in already, I see Sister Gladys and Brother Yearwood. If you guys would, if we could go to prayer request, or this prayer, urgent prayer for Brother Tim Hall and the ones we've called out already, and we'll pray again before the broadcast is over. So let's go to prayer. Lord, in the name of Jesus, God, touch Brother Tim Hall, Lord, right there in that hospital room, God, where he's at.
Father, right now, Lord Jesus, Lord,
touch him, Lord. God, he's very much needed in the ministry, Lord, in these last days. And Lord, God, we ask you to move upon this, God, on his heart. Lord, you're the great physician. You're the great surgeon, dear God. When they don't know what to do for him, Lord, know exactly what he needs healed of, Lord. In the name of Jesus, God, we praise you. We thank you, Lord, for moving in this situation, Lord. But you see every need that he has and every prayer request that so far turned in.
Thank you.
We ask that you move forward on these requests in the name of Jesus, Lord. Thank you, dear God, for doing it. Lord Jesus, we ask that you bless this broadcast. And Lord, reach somebody's heart, dear God, with the anointing. Let somebody say something, Lord, that will touch somebody, that they'll give their heart to you, Lord, in the name of Jesus. And their body will be healed, Lord, in Jesus' name. God, you have an all-seeing eye, and you see the needs, God, out there that can hear us, Lord, in the name of Jesus. God, to you be all the glory. In the name of Jesus.
Yes.
Praise God. Brother Yearwood, you was in there first. Brother, we want you to go ahead and just obey the Lord and take your time. And this is going to be a good broadcast. I feel it.
Amen. Praise the Lord. We got some prayer requests. We can give them our later before.
That's okay, Brother Yearwood. You want to go ahead and we'll turn them in and we'll pray again. I just felt led to pray for Brother Tim right then.
Okay. We got several of them. We got prayer. We got some praise report too.
Praise God. Amen. I love those.
We've just been rejoicing with Brother Fred again this week. He gave us another good report, said he's getting stronger, and keep up the prayers for him for strength. And he's been eating eggs and grits and Jell-O and peanut butter and coffee.
Thank God.
And glory. Been eating solid foods this week, so we just give God all the praise for that.
Thank you, Jesus.
And, amen.
We want you to pray for the family of little Lucas Garland, the little baby that died. Wes and Brooke Garland is the parents. Remember them in prayer. A lady at our church, Pearl Phillips, she fell and busted her head wide open, and they had to glue it back. But her husband said it must have been a miracle for her to fall because they found a mass. She had had cancer, and they said that she didn't have no more cancer. But whenever they went to glue her head back, they found this mass on the stem of her neck. So remember her. And he said if she wouldn't have fell, they wouldn't have found the mass. So let's pray for Brother Paul Chapman. And also he says pray for Linda Power. She was having health issues. And he said, pray also for the Sears family in the passing of Cecil Sears. And pray for the family of Dave Good, which is Lloyd Ray's cousin's husband. He passed yesterday. And then Dave's sister-in-law also passed yesterday. Her name was Mary Jo Yearwood. So remember both of them families. And pray for one of the members of the Primitive Quartet that plays the guitar. He cut his hand. He cut his cordon finger yesterday in a mill. So remember him. And Rubus and Wanda Bibbins need healing. Sister Debbie Samples, let's remember her in prayer. Kevin Miller family and Kevin's mom that has cancer. She's needing a miracle. Keith Green, David Keller, they have cancer. Let's remember them in prayer. They need miracles. David Henderson, Bobby Henderson, I mean, excuse me, broke her ankle, and she has a son that's crippled in the bed, and she's really having a hard time trying to find somebody to help her take care of this crippled son while she's in the bed also. So let's remember Bobby tonight. And Glenna Talent broke her leg. She needs healing. Let's remember Steve Woods. He needs healing in his legs. Debbie Edinburgh has cancer. And let's remember Eddie Bolton and Pastor Paul Fritz up here at the Teleco Plains Church of God. He's needing healing in his body. A little baby girl named Avery Jo needs a miracle. She's been sick ever since birth, so let's remember her. Charles Bryant has cancer. He needs a miracle. Brother John's grandson that has two types of cancer needs a miracle, and his other grandson that has disease also needs a miracle. Vivian has cancer, and Vivian's girl has multiple sclerosis, so remember them. And remember a lady at our church that her daughter's got cancer, and she went last week thinking that her daughter was dying. They told her daughter was dying, but while she was there, her daughter got better, so she come back home. So let's just continue to pray for Pat and Jesse.
Amen.
And let's remember Bill Sexton. He's a minister, and they put him on some kind of medicine that ain't agreeing with him. And Pastor Rick Harris got heart problems. Let's remember him. Pastor Brian Fincannon is a pastor up in North Carolina. He's had heart surgery and needs a healing. Greg Padgett's having back problems. Let's remember a guy named Ronnie that needs salvation. Brother Ed Moore needs healing. And let's pray for all the listeners out there that have needs. And let's remember Josie. She's got internal bleeding. And I think that's about it.
Praise the Lord. Appreciate that, and just appreciate everybody praying. You know, I tell you what, there's lots of needs out there that, and they're counting on people to pray for them. And you know, God's able to deliver, and He is a deliverer. So I just praise God for it. So I believe tonight the title of the message is God's Elect. And you know, God will take care of His own. And I just praise God for that, so that we're serving someone that will take care of His own. You know, I tell you what, if we don't have someone like God take care of us, we're in trouble. So I just praise God for God. So we're going to be starting tonight in Romans, the 8th chapter and verse 31. So I'm going to let Betty read for me, because she can read faster and better than I can.
What shall we then say to these things? If God be for us, who can be against us? He that spared not His own Son, but delivered Him up for us all, how shall He not with Him also freely give us all things? Who shall lay anything to the charge of God's elect? It is God that justifieth. Who is he that condemneth? It is Christ that died, yea, rather, that is risen again, who is even at the right hand of God, who also maketh intercession for us. Who shall separate us from the love of Christ? shall tribulation or distress or persecution or famine or nakedness or peril or sword, as it is written, for thy sake we are killed all the day long, we are accounted as sheep for the slaughter. Nay, in all these things we are more than conquerors through him that loved us. For I am persuaded that neither death nor life, nor angels, nor principalities, nor powers, nor things present, nor things to come, nor height, or depth, or any other creature shall be able to separate us from the love of God, which is in Christ Jesus our Lord.
Praise the Lord. You know, I'd like to think there just for a minute to back up there in verse 31. In Romans 8 and 31, it says, what shall we then say to these things? If God be for us, who can be against us? You know, praise God, I'm glad tonight to know that if God is for me, I don't have to worry about who can be against me, because God have all power in heaven and earth tonight, and all we've got to do is just to look to him, the author and the finisher of our faith, and he'll take care of us. It don't matter what the devil tries to throw at us. God is an overcomer of the devil, and he overthrew him out of the heavens and throwed him down here to the earth. And you know, praise God, if God overthrew him at one time in heaven and throwed him out, we don't have to worry about him down here, because God said he give us power to thread upon the serpents. And you know, if we got power to thread upon the serpents, and we got power to thread upon Satan's head, we can walk over him. Praise God. If God be for us, who can be against us? You know, I don't worry about who can be against me, because I know that I know that God is going to take care of his own. I tell you what, we look into verse 33 there, and it says, who shall lay anything to the charge of God's elect? It is God that justifies. Hallelujah. You know, praise God, it's God that takes care of us. It's God that justifies us. And I tell you what, if we've been washed in his blood, we've got all the justification that we need. We've got the Lord on our side, and who, if the Lord be for you, who can be against you? It don't matter. You know, I'm so thankful tonight to know that there ain't nobody can separate us from the presence of God if we want to hold on. But if we want to give up, then it's us. If any time we want to throw the towel in, we can throw it in. But I thank God tonight. Let's look into verse 34. It says, who is he that condemneth? It is Christ that died, yea, rather, that is risen again, who is even at the right hand of God, who also make an intercession for us. You know, praise God, I'm glad tonight to know that Christ, he went to the cross and he died on the cross, hallelujah, and he's at the right hand side of the Father tonight, making intercession for you and I. It don't matter what might come our way, as long as we got God up there, and we got Jesus on the right hand side of him. Jesus looked down and he sees us. He looked down. He says to the Father, he said, I've spilt my life, I spilt my blood up on the cross, and I gave my life for that little one down there. And everything is coming against him. But we got to step in. We got to overcome him. And I thank God that God lets him overcome the devil. The devil's the only one that can come against us. But greater is he that's in us than he that is in the world. I praise God if we got Jesus on our side. And if he be for us, who can be against you? I'm so thankful tonight, praise God, that we've got someone up there looking down on us. I've got someone in my heart watching out for me. I praise God tonight because I know that I know. It don't matter how big the problem may rise, but I've got someone to fight my battle. And that's all we've got to do tonight, my friend. You may be out there somewhere. You may be just looking, trying to figure out which way to go. But I'm going to tell you tonight, I look up. I look up from whence your strength comes down from the mountain. Oh, praise God, if we look up to Jesus, he's the author and the finisher of your faith. He's the one tonight that can separate us. He's the one tonight that justifies us. I praise God tonight that we're justified through the blessings of God, through the blessings of Jesus Christ. I'm so thankful tonight, hallelujah, that we know if we look to him, that he is the author and the finisher of our faith. He's the one that will take care of us. He's the one, my friend, that will fight the battle for us. I tell you what, praise God, we've got a battle out there, but we're not fighting a battle of our own self, but we're fighting a battle. But praise God, Jesus is the battle fighter. He's the only one that will conquer the problems if we just look to him. I'm so thankful tonight, praise God, that we are serving a living God, that one, hallelujah, that will fight our battles, the one that will take care of us if we'll just only let him, praise God. I want us to look over into Luke 18 and verse 1 through 8. I'm going to let Betty read for me. Praise God.
And he spake a parable unto them to this end, that men ought always to pray and not to faint, saying, there was in a city a judge which feared not God, neither regarded man. And there was a widow in that city, and she came unto him, saying, avenge me of mine adversary. And he would not for a while, but afterward he said within himself, though I fear not God, nor regard man, yet because this widow troubleth me, I will avenge her, lest by her continual coming she worry me. And the Lord said, hear what the unjust judge saith. And shall not God avenge his own elect, which cry day and night unto him, though he bear long with them? I tell you that he will avenge them speedily. Nevertheless, when the Son of Man cometh, shall he find faith on the earth?
Praise God. Hallelujah. I tell you what, that's something right there. And I just want to look back into verse 7 there, and it says, and shall not God avenge his own elect, which cry day and night, and him unto him, though he bear long with them. You know, I just think, and you know, praise God, God is a God that will take care of us, my friend, and I just praise God for that. And let's look into verse 8. It says, and let's see, I tell you that he shall will avenge him, them, praise God. Let's see, I tell you that he will avenge them immediately, speedily. Nevertheless, when the Son of Man come, shall he find faith on the earth? You know, I pray tonight, praise God, that when the Lord comes back, I know that he's going to find faith on the earth. But, you know, there's a good question, my friend, tonight. When the Lord comes back, is he going to find faith on the earth? And, you know, Oh, praise God. I'm glad tonight to know that he is, praise God, alone suffering with us. You know, whenever we're fighting a battle, praise God, and it don't seem like it's going to come over. It don't seem like the need's ever going to be met. But we just keep on crying day and night to the Lord. He will come through. He will answer us. It reminds me of Daniel over there. Daniel, I believe it was. It prayed for 21 days over there. You know, the Satan hindered his prayer. And the angel, after 21 days, the angel come to him and said, he heard your first prayer, but Satan hindered. And, you know, today, my friend, I think a lot of times that when we're in trouble, God hears our first time that we ever pray. And if we don't faint, we just hang in there and keep a praying, keep a crying out to God. He hears, and he will deliver us. He will send an angel through to take care of us. I tell you what, there's too many today is a fainting by the wayside because they don't think that God's a hearing or something other. But I'm here to tell you tonight that God hears your first cry. He cares about you, my friend. We got to go through some of the things, but praise God, when we go through them, God will take care of us. He is long-suffering. Hallelujah. He's right there with you. He's done been through the battle that you're going through. He's going to watch over you if you'll just hang in there and take care of yourself and trust God. He will answer. He will deliver you from your troubles because over there in Psalms, I believe it is, over there he said that the poor man cried and he heard. He answered them. He delivered them out of their troubles, out of all their troubles. My friend, God is hearing you tonight, and he will take care of you. Just don't throw in the towel. Just keep holding on because God will watch over you. Praise the Lord.
Colossians 3:12, put on therefore as the elect of God, holy and beloved, bowels of mercies, kindness, humbleness of mind, meekness, long-suffering, forbearing one another and forgiving one another. If any man have a quarrel against any, even as Christ forgave you, so also do ye.
Praise the Lord. You know, praise God. Christ forgive us whenever we were yet sinners. Whenever we called upon him, he heard us and he answered us. And, you know, I believe over in Matthew, it talks about if you don't forgive, you know, that one, praise God, excuse me, that one over there owed this man some money. And he didn't. He prayed and he got forgiven some of his debt. But when he went on down the road, he met up with this other one that owed him, and he cast him into jail, into prison, because he wanted his money, and he wasn't willing to forgive that man. But praise God, he got his revenge. He got to pay because God told him, said, if you don't forgive him, neither will your heavenly Father forgive you. And tonight, my friend, if you've got an ought against someone, and if you don't forgive them, God will not forgive you of your trespasses, your things. But you've got to be willing to forgive before you can get forgiveness. And if you will be willing to forgive that person that just spoke evil against you, that person that has just cursed you, that person that just done something to you, if you will be willing to forgive them, praise God, God will forgive you. He'll wipe your slate clean. All you got to do is just ask him. Go to that person. The scripture says if you're down praying and you remember someone that you've got an ought against, get up and go. Leave your own, leave your offering on the altar there. Go and be reconciled unto that one and ask them to forgive you. Make it right with them and then go back and offer up your sacrifice unto God, and God will hear ye, and he will forgive ye. I don't know why that I'm going this way, but God knows all about it. I tell you, God is a God that knows everything, knows the very thoughts, the very thoughts of your heart before you even speak it out. I praise God tonight. My friend, all we've got to do is just accept what does saith the Word of God. If we will accept the Word and live according to His Word and to His trust, God will take care of us. I'm so thankful tonight to know that I'm serving a living God, one that hears, one that will answer. Whenever we call upon Him, whenever we cry out to Him, He will always answer us. He'll always forgive us of our trespasses. Praise God. It don't matter what kind of a trespass we've done. If we've done it and we go and be reconciled unto the one that we might have wronged, or if we even feel like we've wronged somebody, we need to go to them and talk to them about it. And when we do that, God will hear and he will answer and he will forgive you whenever you call upon the Lord for forgiveness. Hallelujah. Praise God.
Isaiah 42, starting with verse 1. Behold my servant, whom I uphold, mine elect, in whom my soul delighteth. I have put my spirit upon him. He shall bring forth judgment unto the Gentiles. He shall not cry, nor lift up, nor cause his voice to be heard in the street. A bruised reed shall he not break, and a smoking flax shall he not quench. He shall bring forth judgment unto truth.
Amen. Praise God. I tell you what, God's going to bring forth judgment to the truth. And, you know, whenever he does that, I praise God, if he's going to take care of his own. I'm so thankful tonight, praise God, that we are serving a living God, one that will take care of us, one that will watch over us, and one that hears whenever we call upon his name. I'm so thankful tonight, hallelujah, that God is a God that watches over his elect, watch over and take care of us, my friend, if we'll just cry out to him. I don't know, praise God. I thank God tonight for this because God is reaching out to his people tonight, and he's going to find faith when he returns because he's going to find the people that has been looking up. I've been crying out to him. I've been calling upon his name. Praise God. And we'll call upon his name. He's going to answer. He's going to take care of us. I'm going to let Betty read a little bit more here. Praise God.
Isaiah 45, verse 4 through 6. For Jacob my servant's sake, and Israel mine elect, I have even called thee by thy name. I have surnamed thee, though thou hast not known me. I am the Lord, and there is none else. There is no God beside me. I girded thee, though thou hast not known me, that they may know from the rising of the sun and from the west that there is none beside me. I am the Lord, and there is none else.
Praise God. I don't know about all these other people that's got all these dolls and Buddhas and all this stuff that they're praying to. Just like the other day, I heard this one guy prayed to many gods. You know, whenever God's Word only says that he's the only one and none other but him, I praise God. I don't believe them other gods is going to do you any good. I don't believe that you can cry out to anything else that's going to hear you. But praise God, I'm glad to know tonight that I'm a servant, the one and only God, that one that's sitting upon the throne, and he's got a son that's called Jesus, one that come down here and died and bled on the cross
one that gave his life for me, than the one that said, I'm going back. He says, it's fitting that I go back to my Father. If I go not back, the Comforter will not come. And he said, I'll pray to the Father, and he'll send you the Comforter. He is the Holy Ghost. He'll lead you, and he'll guide you into all the truth. I'm so thankful tonight, hallelujah, that I'm a servant of God that is the only God. Hallelujah, all these others is counterfeits, and all the others is just pagans, or however you pronounce that word.
Pagans.
But praise God, I'm glad tonight that I'm a servant of the living God. Praise God. One that loved me enough when I was still a sinner, that he was willing to send his son down here to die, that I could have life and have it more abundantly. Praise God. I'm so thankful for that. Praise God. Hallelujah. Got another verse or two here.
Matthew 24, starting with verse 22. And except those days should be shortened, there should no flesh be saved. But for the elect's sake, those days shall be shortened. Then if any man shall say unto you, lo, here is Christ, or there, believe it not. For there shall arise false Christ and false prophets, and shall show great signs and wonders, insomuch that, if it were possible, they shall deceive the very elect. Behold, I have told you before, wherefore, if they shall say unto you, behold, he is in the desert, go not forth. Behold, he is in the secret chambers, believe it not. For as the lightning cometh out of the east and shineth even unto the west, so shall also the coming of man, the Son of Man, be. For wheresoever the carcass is, there will the eagle be gathered together. Immediately after the tribulation of those days shall the sun be darkened, and the moon shall give her light, and the stars shall fall from heaven, and the powers of the heavens shall be shaken. And then shall appear the sign of the Son of Man in heaven, and then shall all the tribes of the earth mourn, and they shall see the Son of Man coming in the clouds of heaven with power and great glory. And he shall send his angels with a great sound of the trumpet, and they shall gather together his elect from the four winds, from one end of heaven to the other.
Praise the Lord. Appreciate that. Praise God. Appreciate that wonderful word of God there that we've read tonight, and I just pray and trust that somebody's been blessed or touched by this word. I tell you, except God shortens the days, there'll not be no flesh saved. I believe God's going to shorten the days, my friend. I believe they're already being shortened. We can look around now and see how fast the years going by. You know, whenever I was 20 years ago, it didn't seem like the years are going by as fast as they are now. But look, just look now. It don't seem like it was just a week or so until it was Christmas. And now here it is March of the 21st day. You know, 3 months has done gone by. And, you know, I've said a lot of times I feel like my own personal feelings that God is setting up there and got his hand on that time clock. Speeding it up. I can just see him setting up our twisting that time forward, shorten the days for the very elect's sake. He knows he's going to have to shorten them or there'll not be no flesh saved. And he's shortening them because it's not his will that any should perish, but all come. All come to repentance, all of us. He wants every one of us to be in heaven. But you know, the Bible says that hell's enlarging itself every day for those that's coming there. my friend, I'm going to tell you, it's not God's will that any should perish and go to hell, but it's his will that we all come into the kingdom of God. I tell you, it's time, and a high time, that we start to examine ourselves, making sure that ourselves is ready to make heaven our home. I tell you, except we do that, my friend, we've not missed it all. If you don't make it to heaven, you've not missed it all, because there's a lake of fire where you're going to go. But praise God, I'm glad tonight that nobody has to go there. We can all go to heaven if we just want to repent and walk uprightly before him. I praise God tonight for this broadcast. I praise God for an opportunity to be able to come on and just to worship the Lord in spirit and truth, to tell somebody the good news about that man that's called Jesus, about the only God that won, hallelujah, that is sitting up there tonight on the throne, just desiring that we would all make heaven our home. Oh, praise God. I'm so thankful for that. So praise God. So I'll just turn it back to you, Sister Green and Brother Green. God bless you.
Praise the Lord, Brother Yearwood. We sure appreciate that and felt the anointing of God in that. And I knew tonight was going to be a good broadcast, and it always is. Always enjoy each and every one of you that call in. We sure appreciate you. Appreciate you, Sister Betty. And we want to pray over all them prayer requests in a little bit here. And just like you said, Brother Yearwood, this here, there's benefits in serving God. There's a lot of needs out there, but God is faithful to hear the cry of the saints.
Amen.
And those that are living up right before him, that has called upon his name to forgive them of their sins. God's promises are yea and amen. And I want to come to you with this song. If you want to be a part of this broadcast, call in at 347-989-8862. Again, it is 347-989-8862. Praise God. And listen here to this song. Hope it blesses you.
Judge me.
God, was your settled long ago, praise the Lord, your sin.
Amen.
You can settle them right now with Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. All you got to do, it's a prayer that you ask Jesus. Repent of your sins is all you got to do. You may be sick in body, but you cannot go to heaven with a sin-sick soul. But you can go to heaven with if your sins are forgiven and washed in the blood of Jesus Christ. And you have a sick body, you can still go to heaven. But as Brother Yearwood said, it's not over. If you die in your sins, it's still not over. There's a lake of fire waiting on you. And, you know, you don't want to go there. If you think you're in pain now in your body, there's no torment like ever known before, like in that lake of fire, in that place called hell. And then when that second resurrection comes and you go before the great white throne judgment, then you're cast in the lake of fire with the devil and the false prophet. And, you don't want to go there, I can tell you. Right now we're under the floor of heaven, and this is our place to get ready. Can you just think about that? If you look up at the sky and you see a blue sky, you see a great gray sky, it may be dark sky where you're at right now, but if you think about that sky, right above that there sky is heaven. And if you think about it, we are under the floor of heaven, and we're on the roof of hell. We're in that space right there. We're in the middle of where we can get ready. And like Brother Yearwood said, that God's coming back after a people. He will have a people, whether I make it or whether I don't make it. Whether you make it or not make it, he will have a people that is watching and ready for his coming. Praise the Lord. And just like Sister Betty was reading to you, as the east to the west the lightning comes, just so shall the Son of Man. He will come, and every eye will see, and every knee shall bow, every tongue will confess. But once he's already come back, it is too late. It is over. Praise God. After he takes the church home, how can one be saved hear a preacher? And how can a preacher preach lest he be sent? If the preacher is gone and the Spirit of the Lord, the Holy Ghost, is out of here, how can you be preached to get saved? It's too late, my friend. There's no other way that you can make it, only except through Jesus Christ. Praise the Lord, and he is coming back after a number. There's a multitude no man can number, praise God. And he's coming back after somebody looking for him. And then if I don't do it, he will get somebody else that will. Praise the Lord, but I've determined and I want to make heaven my home. And Brother Yearwood and Sister Gladys, Brother John Samples, they all want to make heaven their home. And you know what? They want you to make heaven their home. Most of all, Jesus Christ came and paid an awful, awful price of sin that he did not commit. You know what? We serve a living God. Our God is real. We sing it at the beginning of the broadcast that our God is real. Our God is alive. Praise the Lord. We don't have to dust off our God. It ain't sitting up on some mantle. It ain't dead.
Amen.
It ain't made of stone, or it ain't made of gold, and it ain't made of silver. It ain't made of nothing, praise God, that we have to look at that no man created. We serve the Creator. Nothing was created that was created except by him. Praise the Lord. We serve the Creator. Praise the Lord. We serve the one that laid down his life for you and I. Praise the Lord. He's a real God. He's alive and well.
Amen.
Praise the Lord. The tomb is empty. Hallelujah.
Yes,
praise
Lord.
God. And Sister Gladys, I want you to go ahead and obey God. Hallelujah.
Thank you, Jesus. I glorify my God tonight, Sister Joanna. Brother Yearwood was all over my notes, and I thank him. That means we're in one mind and one accord, and I thank him tonight.
Amen.
That's like you said, we want the people to make it to heaven. We don't want them to go to hell. That place of hell was never created for the people that God created. That place of hell and torment was only made for the devil's angels and devil himself. The God I believe in, is one that will come back for his people. He will send his son one day. He'll say, enough, go get my bride. And I praise him for that. I want to be a part of that bride, Sister Joanna. I want to meet him when he comes back. But like you said, whether I make it or whether you make it, we want to make the people that listen to this broadcast know and believe that there is a God that will save them out of their trouble. There's a God that's got the healing power and deliverance power that he can bring them through any trial and any pain and sorrow that they go through. But right now, it's through the grace plan that Jesus came back and he paid such a high price for them to be saved today. All they have to do is call out and cry upon his name. And he is long-suffering, like Brother Yearwood had said. Like I said, he was all over my nose, and I praise God for that because, again, that means that we're in one mind and one accord, and that's what God wants us to do. When people get in one mind and accord in the house of God, that's when God can move and do things.
Amen.
And I praise him. I glorify his name tonight. One scripture he didn't go over, but I want to go over it tonight, is 2 Peter 1:1-11. Simon Peter, a servant and an apostle of Jesus Christ, to them that have obtained like precious faith with us through the righteousness of God and our Savior Jesus Christ, grace and peace be multiplied unto you through the knowledge of God and of our Jesus our Lord, according as his divine power hath given unto us all things that pertain unto life and godliness, through the knowledge of him that hath called us to glory and virtue, whereby are given unto us exceeding great and precious promises, that by these ye might be partakers of the divine nature, having escaped the corruption that is in the world through lust. Beside this, giving all diligence, add to your faith virtue, and to virtue knowledge, and to knowledge temperance, and to temperance patience, and to patience godliness, and to godliness brotherly kindness, and to brotherly kindness charity. For if these things be in you and abound, they make you that ye shall neither be barren nor unfruitful in the knowledge of our Lord Jesus Christ. But he that lacketh these things is blind and cannot see afar off, and hath forgotten that he was purged from his old sins. Wherefore the rather, brethren, give diligence to make your calling and election sure. For if ye do these things, ye shall never fall. For so an entrance shall be ministered unto you abundantly into the everlasting kingdom of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. You know, many times because we're in the human nature, there may be times we fail God. There may be times that we sin, but we need to repent and go back to the Father. Jesus said he'd be the advocate for us, that he'd mediate between us and the Father. And I praise him for that. There were times they failed God in the wilderness. There were times when the gospel had to be preached to Noah and to Sarah. They all had to learn about the Lord, and King David, he had to learn about the Lord and the ways of God. And I praise him today that we have a book right in front of us that's our roadmap. It will tell us every step of the way if we will read it. Don't let it be a dust map in your home. Don't let it be something that somebody else can pick up and run with it. Read the Holy Word that God had implanted in people's hearts, and they wrote it through the Holy Ghost, and I praise him for that. Thank God for the Holy Ghost today that he can lead us and guide us. He said through his grace that we can be saved. And I want to go to the scripture of Ephesians 2:8-9. For by grace are ye saved through faith, and that not of yourself, is the gift of God, not of works, lest anyone should boast. You know, many people think that they can work themselves into heaven. Well, I beg to differ with you. You can't knock on enough doors. You can't serve the people enough. You can't go out here and feed enough people or feed the hungry, which God said to do. Those are things that are important. He said to feed the hungry, to clothe the naked, but he also wants your heart to have love in it. If you don't have love and you do those things, you have nothing. And I pray that we will always have the love of God. In Romans 11:5-7, he said, even so then, at this present time, also there is a remnant according to the election of grace. And if by grace, then is it no more of works? Otherwise, grace is no more grace. But if it be of works, then is it no more grace? Otherwise, work is no more work. What then? Israel hath not obtained that which he seeketh for, but the election hath obtained it, and the rest were blinded. Many are sleeping and slumbering today. Many of the Jewish people are slumbering today. So I know in the book of Revelations it tells me that 144,000 will be saved in one day. You know, you explain this to our saved loved ones, and they look at you like you're crazy. My mother one time, because she's not saved, looked at me and said, well, how can that be so? Well, the Word of God says it so, and I know it will happen. When Jesus comes back, he will make sure that those people are called together, and he will take them home one day also. It says in John 6:44, no one can come to me except the Father, which hath sent me, draw him, and I will raise him up at the last day. You know, Jesus is coming back for a people that's called, that are spotless and without blemish. You know, people say, well, I could never be perfect. That's one excuse my mother always gave me. I love my mama. I was never raised in a Christian home. But I praise God for the ones that were workers that knocked on our door. Every other weekend they'd knock, and there were five of us children. They'd say, do your children want to go to Sunday school? I glorify my God, Sister Joanna. If it hadn't been those ones knocking on my mother's door and saying, well, your children going to go to Sunday school? If someone hadn't had the love of God in their heart and came to my mother's home and said, do you want to go to Sunday school? They didn't go. But I praise God that someone showed me the pictures of Jesus holding those children upon his knees, because I knew in my heart that there was a loving Jesus that cared about my soul, and that he loves those people that are listening to this broadcast this day and this hour, and he cares and wants to pour out his love upon them. Those beggars that are laying in the streets that want to have a home and a roof over top of it. We should never take for granted that God's given us a warm home in the winter and an air conditioner in the door if we have one. But I praise my God because he's clothed me and he's kept me in my right mind. Many times I probably should have lost my mind. But I thank him and praise him because he's given me a mind of Christ. I thank him that when he saved me, he truly saved me, Sister Joanne. I may have backslid once, but after that I was miserable. And those backsliders out there, if you're miserable today and you don't know which way is up and you don't know which way to go, just know if you put your hand in Jesus, he'll pull you back close to him. If you read his word, he'll say he'll never leave us nor forsake us. And if you read that word the way it is, he said he'd never leave us nor forsake us. It's us that have left him. So I glorify my God, and I thank him that our brother Yearwood was all over my scriptures tonight. And I thank God for that one scripture he spoke of. In Matthew 24:31, he said, and he shall send his angels with a great sound of a trumpet, and they shall gather together his elect from the four winds, from one end of heaven to the other. You know, I'm looking forward to that day. There's so much sorrow today, and sometimes we get grumpy and we get hateful, and we have to ask for forgiveness on days of the broadcast. But I thank my God in heaven that he's given me and blessed me with a husband that loved me. He chose my husband for me. And there is a right way to this. You know, many young girls today think they have to flaunt it and they have to show it all, especially on Facebook. And I just grieve my spirit, Brother Yearwood, that there's a right way to this. I was backslid on the Lord whenever I met my husband, but I thank God that he still chose the husband that I have. He married a virgin, and there is a right way, and there are virgins today, and they need to be proud of that. They need to be thankful that they're still virgin. There's a right way to this, and I praise God. I glorify my Father in heaven that takes care of me, and he put me in my right mind and woke me up this morning. Sister Joanne, I'm going to give it back to you, but I thank you and Brother Green for inviting me onto your broadcast.
Praise God. We appreciate you, Sister Gladys. You always have words of encouragement. Praise the Lord. And if you're listening tonight and you don't know Jesus as your personal Savior, you know, he is the only way you can make it in. No man cometh to the Father but by me, he says. So you have to go through Jesus in order to get saved. You have to receive the blood sacrifice. Praise God that he shed his blood on Calvary. He laid down his life for you. Praise the Lord. That's the ultimate sacrifice. He's a Paschal Lamb. We've got Easter coming up. Praise the Lord. And, you know, and we celebrate the resurrection of our Lord Jesus Christ. And, you know, with the apostles, when they went out preaching, they preached the death, burial, and resurrection of Jesus Christ. And, you know, that is the most persecuted way that a preacher can preach. You know, they get on the television, I hear, we don't watch it, I always try to make that clear, but I hear they preach prosperity and they preach love, and yes, God is love, and yes, God will give you abundant life, praise the Lord, but he isn't in this to make you rich in money, but he will supply every need, praise the Lord, that you and I have. And he is a loving God, but he is also God of wrath. Praise the Lord. You know, hell is only, he was just made for the devil and the fallen angels. But I got news for you. If you don't choose to go through the door, which is Jesus Christ, you will not make it, my friend. Praise the Lord. And if you're listening tonight and you want to get saved, we want you to go ahead and give us a call. Praise the Lord. At 347-989-8862. Maybe you've never heard this before. Praise the Lord. And if you don't want to call, maybe you're shy, talk to Jesus. Talk to the Lord and ask him to come into your heart to forgive you of your sins. Praise the Lord. And let him be your God. And like Sister Gladys was telling you tonight, there's a right way to this. There's a good holiness living to this. Let God clean up your language. Let him clean up the way you look. Let him clean up the places you go, the things you look at, the things you hear. Praise God. And you just get you some good gospel singing. Anointed music, praise the Lord, is wonderful. When you're trying to pray and you're wanting to feel the Spirit of the Lord, I tell you, you can't draw too close to him. You get closer and closer and closer to him, praise the Lord, each and every day, each and every moment. If the backslider would have prayed one more time, I don't believe they would have backslid, praise God.
Yes.
And right now, we want to ask Brother John. We see that he's called in. I believe that's Brother John 770.
Amen, Sister Green. This is me.
Praise God. Go ahead, Brother John, and obey the Lord. Hallelujah.
Praise the Lord. Appreciate the opportunity. Appreciate what the Lord is doing in our lives. And we are talking about the charge of the elect. Amen. The chosen one of God. And God began to deal with me. I don't know. I wasn't able to get on until late tonight. But, you know, I hope that, but just as Sister Gladys said, you know, some of the scriptures that she just read, so some that God had dealt with me about. So, you know, the Bible says that in Romans 8:28 that, now we know that all things work together for good to them that love God, to them who are the called according to his purposes. Tonight, amen, we are talking about the elect of God. God began to deal with me out of Isaiah chapter 65. I don't know if anyone's brought this out yet, but amen, if they have, it's just an agreement establishing, you know, the scripture teaches in Corinthians that out of the mouth of two through witness shall every word be established. And that's what I like about the broadcast, that many times God, by his Spirit and the unity of the Spirit, amen, bring us, amen, and just establish his word in our lives. But Isaiah 65 and verse 8, it says, thus saith the Lord, as the new wine is found in the cluster, and one saith, destroyeth it not, for a blessing is in it, so will I do for my servants' sake, that I may not destroy them all. And what he was talking about here is there's a promise of his Spirit, amen, that's pouring out upon the elect, the chosen ones of God. These are the ones that God has chosen. Not only the ones that are chosen, but many times it's referring to the Lord Jesus Christ himself, who is the chosen one. And we find, amen, that as the Spirit of the Lord began to talk about that, as there was a cluster, as there was a remnant, amen, that was left. You know, even as the Lord Jesus Christ in the recorded miracles in John chapter 2 and the wedding at Cana supper, amen, and how they had come to a place where they didn't have the wine, amen, amen. They didn't have anything, amen, to drink to celebrate the festivity of this marriage, amen, and they had already run out. And as Mary, amen, the mother of Jesus, amen, come to him and said, they have no wine. And he said, woman, what is this? And he said, my hour is not yet come. And in other words, it was a time, amen, that when Jesus lived upon this earth, amen, and even though he was the elect and even though he was the chosen one, amen, there was a time of revelation, a time of abounding, amen, a time of receiving. And just like they've already proclaimed, amen, that no man comes unto the Father except the Spirit draw him, his Holy Spirit. And here they found, the new wine in the vine, amen, the new wine in the cluster of grapes, amen, that the promise of the Spirit was in the remnants. And so as they found this new wine, even as it was in the marriage supper of Cana, because they had saved the very best for last. You need to know tonight that the Lord Jesus Christ is saving the very best for the elect. Amen. His chosen ones. Amen. Because it will be a realm of miraculous. And those of you that tonight, amen, hallelujah, you've come to a place where you no longer have the Spirit. You've come to a place where you've been in a feasting, a festive place, even for a marriage. And amen. But you've come to a place where you've run out. Oh, church, it's not time to run out. Just like five wise and five foolish virgins. You know, five foolish virgins, they had the lamps, but they didn't have the oil. Amen. They didn't have enough to endure till the time of the coming of the bridegroom. Tonight, you need to know, amen, there's a new wine in the cluster tonight, amen, according to the elect, amen. But tonight, amen, every one of us has an opportunity. Every one of us has been given a lamp. But do you have the light tonight? Do you have the oil, amen, of the elect tonight? Amen. Hallelujah. And even talked about, and from what I've heard, amen, I know they were talking about the tribulation and shortening the days of the elect, amen, except for the very elect's sake. These days shall be shortened. They're talking about the tribulation. And we need to know tonight that, amen, that there is that new wine. And tonight it's there for you. It can be found in the cluster. There's a true vine, amen. Hallelujah, that is tonight. He said, I am the true vine, ye are the branches. Amen. So don't destroy the remnant. Don't destroy the cluster, because if you look a little closer, there's a blessing in it. Tonight, if you look a little closer, amen, many of you underneath some of my voice have a new new wine and a true vine tonight. And amen, as it comes there, it belongs to the elect of God. The Bible says that there's a blessing in it. If you look a little closer, amen, there's a blessing if you'll receive tonight the very Spirit of the Lord Jesus Christ. So will I do for my servant's sake, that I might not destroy them all. In other words, not all of them would be destroyed, amen. Sister Gladys talked about, amen, a time of wrath, amen. If we have these things, amen, that she talked about in the Second Peter there, talked about, if we add these things to our life, it will minister, it will open a door for us. He has set before us an open door, amen, the gospel of Jesus Christ. The elect, amen, have been called, and you've been called, and you've been chosen tonight. Amen. The Lord Jesus Christ, for this purpose was he come, to destroy the works of the devil. And you need to know tonight, amen, that he would leave a remnant. Amen. Amen. There are those that have not bowed their knee to Baal tonight. There are those that have not bowed their knee to the things of the world, but only to the Lord Jesus Christ. And we need to know, he said, verse 9, he said, I will bring forth the seed out of Jacob and out of Judah, an inheritor of my mountains. In other words, this is my elect. This is my inheritance. Amen. This holy mountain is a place of holiness. Tonight you've been called to a place of holiness. Tonight you've been called to walk on holy ground. Tonight you've been amen, to take off the things of the world, the shoes of the world, and put on the gospel of peace, preparation of peace upon your shoes, upon the armor of God, that you can walk in the peace of and the holiness of the Lord Jesus Christ. The Bible says, without we shall not see the Lord. Amen. And so the Bible says, hallelujah, that he would bring an inheritor of my mountain. And he said, and my elect shall inherit it, and my servants shall dwell there. God wants his servants, his elect, amen, his remnant, amen. And because, as it said in the original scripture, I believe that we were coming from, with Romans 8:33, he said, who shall charge? In other words, who shall accuse or even falsely accuse the very chosen ones of God? Amen. And they come tonight. You can have that new wine. You can have that cluster. You can have that blessing tonight. You can be the elect of God. You can be chosen. Amen. Oh, it's not by your qualifications. It's not because you're the tallest or the swiftest or anything about you. In fact, with those he had chose, amen, is the least likely vessel tonight. Amen. He chose, amen, the foolish things of the world to confound the wise. Amen, as we see it. And just like Sister Green was speaking about, amen, calling us into these worldly riches. That's not what God has called us to. He's called us to unsearchable riches that are only in the Lord Jesus Christ and only belong to the elect of God. And he said in verse 10, he said, and Sharon shall be a fold of flocks, and the valley of Achor a place for the herds to lie down, for my people that have sought me. You need to know tonight that the Lord God is your shepherd. Amen. And there Sharon was a plain. Amen. And Achor was a valley. Amen. There pretty close to Jericho. And the Bible says in Psalms 23, in verse 1, it says, the Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. The Lord has brought you to the valley of Sharon. He was first in Songs of Solomon that Jesus Christ is the rose of Sharon. Amen. Hallelujah. The lily of the valley. He said, hallelujah. And the Bible says in verse 2 of Psalms 23, he maketh me to lie down in green pastures. He leadeth me beside the still waters. These are waters of tranquility. These are waters of rest. There are those of you underneath the sound of my voice. You've been trying to get to that place of still waters, waters of rest. You've been in turmoil. You've been in trouble. Amen. And you're looking for those still waters. But you need to know, according to the word of Psalms tonight, he said, be still and know that I'm God. We need to come to a place, amen, to be the very elect of God, to be chosen by him. Amen. To be ordained by him. He is a shepherd that will come and bring you to the green pastures. Green pastures represent life. Amen. And this is good eating, and this is good feasting tonight. As you receive the word of God, you are his sheep and the sheep of his flock. He said, they are, amen. And he said, my sheep know my voice. They've come to a knowledge of the voice of the Lord Jesus Christ. And he says, as a stranger, they will not follow. Hallelujah. We need to know tonight that he makes us to lie down in life. He makes us to lie down in good pastures, in green pastures. He leads us, amen, besides the waters of rest. Oh, there's a rest, the Bible says in Isaiah 28, wherein the weary is to rest. There are those of you underneath the sound of my voice. You need to enter into the rest of God. You need to enter into a rest wherein the weary is to rest. You've been coming, you've been struggling, you've been in trouble, amen. You've been fishing all night long like the disciples did and have caught nothing. You've been fishing all your life and have caught nothing. But tonight, if you just catch a glimpse of this gospel, if you just catch a glimpse, amen, of the elect glory of God, there is a remnant, amen. There's a cluster, amen. There's the new wine in the cluster, and he said, destroy it not, because there's a blessing, and God will not destroy his blessing. God will not destroy his remnant. Amen. You know, the Bible speaks of, he said in verse 4, he said, verse 3, he said, he restored my soul. He led me in the paths of righteousness for his namesake. Hallelujah. He said, yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death. He said, in the valley of Achor, amen, would be the fold of fox. Amen. And the those that lay down, he said, I will fear no evil, for thou art with me. Thy rod and thy staff, they cover me. There's a time, amen, when we're in our lowest part of our life. Just like it says there in the valley, he restores the soul in the lowest part of your life. When you can't get any lower, and you can only go up. The Bible says in Psalms 122, he said, I will look unto the hills from which cometh my help. My help cometh from the Lord which made heaven and earth. We need to know tonight that church, there's only one way, and that way is up. That he's the lifter up of our head tonight. The Bible says, hallelujah, he talks about by the prophet Isaiah that he is his servant. He's elect. He said he would not cry or lift up his voice, cause his voice to be heard in the street. You know, he was led as a lamb to the slaughter, but he opened not his mouth. The Lord Jesus Christ didn't stand to bring attention upon himself, but he lets his gospel, he lets the anointing, he lets, amen, that chosen word, amen, the elect of God. He said, a bruised reed shall he not break, in Isaiah 42, verse 3, and the smoking flax shall he not quench. He shall bring forth judgment in the truth. You know, many people, when they see a reed, amen, that's been bruised, and they look at it and say, you know what, this was not worth anymore. Let's go ahead and break it off. Let's go ahead and destroy it. But when Jesus Christ sees a bruised reed, underneath the sound of my voice, there's some bruised reed. There are those of you that your life has been bruised, and some would come to try to break you off. Excuse me. Some, amen, we are starting to get excited. Some of you are like some flax that's just starting to smoke, just starting to smolder, amen, just starting to get hot for the Lord Jesus Christ. You know, some people would put the, amen, that those smoking flax out, but not the Lord Jesus Christ. When they come out there in the wilderness, amen, I believe somewhere in Matthew it talked about, amen, he said, what came you out to see? A reed shaking in the wind? He said, but much more when they come out and saw John the Baptist there. Hallelujah. But you need to know tonight, the Bible says in Isaiah 65, verse 17, he said, for behold, Sister Green was talking about the Creator God. And he said, I create new heavens and a new earth, and the former shall not be remembered nor come into mind. Amen. He talks about making a city. He talks about making new Jerusalem and coming down. There's a new creative work. God is the creator, amen, of this present day and earth. But he's going to create new heavens and a new earth. According to the scriptures, it's going to come down, and it's going to be for the very elect of God, the very chosen of God who will receive him. Amen. And amen, will come and be a part of that remnant. But the Bible says these old things that have passed away, Many of you tonight need to forget those things that are behind. You need to press toward the mark of the prize of the high calling, which is in Christ Jesus. Hallelujah. We need to get these things behind us. The Bible says, lay aside every weight and every sin that does so easily beset you, and run this race with patience. Amen. We need to know tonight, amen, he said in Isaiah 65, verse 18, but be ye glad and rejoice forever in that which I create for. Behold, I create Jerusalem a rejoicing and her people a joy. You need to know tonight that what God has created in New Jerusalem, which is the mother of all, according to Galatians chapter 4, we need to know that it is a rejoicing. Oh, it's time for us to rejoice. And he said, again, I say rejoice. Amen. It's time for us to enter into that holy city, that holy place, into the throne room of God, that we may boldly come to the throne of grace, that a door of utterance may be given to us according to Ephesians chapter 6. Hallelujah. Because as the Apostle Paul said, amen, he said, I'm an ambassador in bonds, amen, amen. And I believe that the ministers that are on this broadcast are ambassadors to the world, amen, amen, ambassadors of goodwill and the gospel of Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. We need that peace tonight. We need for the peace not only of Jerusalem, but we need for the peace of the world. Amen. And the Bible says, and her people are joy. The people of this new creation, amen, are a joy. Church, tonight you can be a joy. You can be a blessing. Amen. And God will not destroy it. The Bible says the blessing of the Lord, it maketh rich and addeth no sorrow. And he said in Isaiah 65, 19, he said, and I will rejoice in Jerusalem and joy in my people. And the voice of weeping shall be no more heard in her, nor the voice of crying. No more pain, no more sorrow. Just like Sister Gladys brought out, no more weeping. There'll be some things that'll be done away with when we get to that city. Oh, Abraham looked for a city and builder whose maker was God. Amen. Although he never received it, he was always looking for it. Amen. Knowing that, amen, that he would receive it one day. Church, today there's a promise unto you, a promise to the elect of God, a promise to the remnant of God, that we can dwell in that city, that we can dwell with the Lord Jesus Christ, and so shall we ever be with the Lord. The Bible says there shall be no more fit an infant of days, nor an old man that hath not filled his days. For the child shall not be 100 years old, but the sinner being of 100 years old shall be accursed. Church, you need to know tonight, you've been moved away from sin. If you've received, amen, and been called and chosen and elect, if you've received his spirit, amen, amen, and come to him tonight, amen, that you don't have to live there no longer therein. You're not in bondage to sin anymore. You need to move out. When sin, amen, when the blood of Jesus Christ moved in, sin moved out. The blood of the Lamb, amen, the Lamb of God, which taketh away the sins of the world. You have to understand tonight that there's a blood, there's a blessing tonight. It's the blood of the Lord Jesus Christ. It will cleanse you from all unrighteousness. It will make you chosen and elect, precious of God. Hallelujah. And the Bible says, verse 21, and he said, these that are his, they shall build houses and inhabit them, and they shall plant vineyards and eat the fruit of them. What is he saying? Many of you understand my voice. That's what the Lord said, many. Many of you understand my voice. You're building houses and you're building cities and you're building things up for someone else to take. Amen. Hallelujah. You're building up things in the world. You're building up just like the children of Israel did. Amen. At the time of the Pharaohs. Amen. The cities of Ramses and the cities of Python. Amen. And amen. It came to a place, as Sister Joanne brought out in last week's broadcast about the hardening of the heart. Amen. On Tuesday night's broadcast, I believe, on Brother Ewing's broadcast. Amen. About the hardening of the heart of Pharaoh. Amen. And hallelujah. As he hardened his heart and would not let the remnant, the elect of God, go. Bring them into captivity. There are those of you, I'm speaking to you prophetically, there are those of you that have been brought into captivity by the spiritual pharaohs of the world. And you are trying to make bricks for them and trying to build cities for them without straw. And the hearts have been hardened. But you're the elect of God. You've been chosen. And God has sent his servant. God has sent his Moses. God has sent, amen, his prophet. God has sent even his only son. He has sent his prophet, and he sent the heir, and the heir is sitting in the right. And the Bible says if we are sons tonight, according to Romans chapter 8, then we are heirs. And if we are heirs, then we're joint heirs with Jesus Christ. Tonight you can sit in the heavenly places. Tonight you can set your affections upon the things where Jesus sits at the right hand of the Father. Amen. And as they build houses, you're going to inhabit them. As you're going to plant vineyards, it's going to be the vineyards, amen, for the very elect of God. Amen. Hallelujah. And they shall not build and another inhabit. They shall not plant and another eat. For as the days of a tree are the days of my people, and mine elect shall long enjoy the work of their hands. Hallelujah. It's time for you to enjoy the work of your hands. And your work needs to be putting your hand to the plow. Amen. Plowing in the vineyard of the Lord Jesus Christ. Planting together. The Bible says, Paul, the Apostle Paul planted, Apollos watered, but God gave the increase. All we're working together in the vineyard of our Lord. We're waiting for a hundredfold harvest. We're waiting for every one of you. This is harvest time. This is reaping time. Amen. God will send, as Sister Gladys brought out, and Brother Ewan evidently, he brought out about in the end time, he would come to his angels, his reapers, amen, to gather an elect of God. Have the four winds of the earth, hallelujah. And the Bible says they shall not labor in vain, nor bring forth with trouble, for they are the seed of the blessed, of the Lord. Church, you are the seed of the blessed tonight. You are the seed of the elect tonight, and their offspring with them. And it shall come to pass that before they call, I will answer. We serve a God tonight that's going to answer even before you call. He's already picked up the phone before you even begin to call tonight. Hallelujah. His ear is already heard in heaven. And while they are yet speaking, I will hear. I serve a God tonight that hears while we're speaking tonight. Oh, are you speaking tonight? Are you crying out to God? The Bible says in Colossians chapter 3 and verse 5, it says, mortify therefore your members which are upon the earth, fornication, uncleanness, inordinate affection, evil concupiscence, and covetousness, which is idolatry, for which same sake the wrath of God cometh on the children of disobedience. This will bring the wrath of God. But if you're a part of the elect of God, you not see the wrath of God. You not see the time. He said, in the time which ye also walked, sometime when you lived in the end, oh, there was times that you lived in uncleanness. There was times you lived in your idolatry. There was times that you lived in your fornication. You don't have to live there anymore. You know, we used to sing a song years ago, thanks to Calvary, I don't come here anymore. Thanks to Calvary, church, you don't have to live in sin anymore. Thanks to Calvary, you don't have to live in the filth in the world. Thanks to Calvary, you don't have to live, the dog doesn't have to live in the vomit, and the sow doesn't have to live in the water. It can be changed, amen, and you can be the elect of God tonight if you receive the Lord Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior. He said, but now he also put off all these. Put off anger, wrath, malice, blasphemy, filthy communications out of your mouth, just like Sister Green said. Hallelujah. You don't have to curse anymore. Why not one to another, seeing that you put off the old man with his deeds? What did it say? Forget those old things. Forget the old man. Well, when you come to Jesus Christ and become the elect of God, amen, all things become new. And I put on the new man, which is renewed in knowledge after the image of him that created him. Oh, you're renewed in the image of the Creator. Wherefore, there is neither Greek nor Jew, circumcision or uncircumcision, barbarian, Scythian, bond nor free, but Christ is all and in all, the Lord Jesus Christ, the anointed one, the elect one, the chosen one, lives in you right now if you allow him. Oh, he'll fill you up. He'll fill you up to overflowing. Here's what it said. Put on, therefore, as the elect of God, holy and beloved bowels of mercy. Church, tonight, put on holy and beloved bowels of mercy. Put on kindness, humbleness of mind, meekness, long-suffering, forbearing one another, and forgiving one another. Church, don't hold up forgiveness in your heart. If you don't forgive those who have come against you, then neither will your Father in heaven forgive you. Feel that very strongly. There are some people underneath some of my voice right now have unforgiveness in your heart. Until you let it go and forgive and forget, hallelujah, forbearing. If any man have a quarrel against any, even as Christ forgave you, so also do you. Don't let it be a separation tonight. Don't let unforgiveness be harbored in your heart tonight. And the Bible says, and above all these things, put on charity, which is the bond of perfectness. In other words, his agape love, his love feast, is the bond of perfectness. The Bible says, and I'm going to give you a couple more scriptures, I'm going to get back to Brother and Sister Green. It says, wherefore laying aside, in 1 Peter chapter 2, verse 1, wherefore laying aside all malice and all guile and hypocrisies and envies and all evil speaking, church, lay it all aside. Lay everything aside. that's hindering you. Having begun the spirit, what did hinder you? Tonight, lay aside every hindrance. As newborn babes desire to see milk of the world, that they may grow thereby. When new babes come into the earth, they have nothing. They come in with nothing. They come into a new world, a new birth. Amen. Church, tonight, when you come into a new birth through the Lord Jesus Christ, then you have everything. And the Bible says, if you have tasted the Lord is gracious. To whom coming unto the Lord, as into a living stone. Jesus Christ is that living stone tonight. He's the tried stone, the Bible says, in Isaiah 28. That's placed in Zion. Disallowed indeed of men, but chosen of God and precious. He was the elect of God. He was the elect of God. Disallowed of men. Are you going to disallow him tonight? He's the living stone. If you build your life upon this stone, on this cornerstone, amen, take heed how you build thereon. Your life can only be built on one stone, one rock tonight. That rock is Christ. He said, ye also, as lively stones. What makes you alive when you gather and build and put your life next to the living stone, the cornerstone, and build your life from this? Or build up a spiritual house. There's a spiritual house. What did I say in Isaiah? They build up houses and no one else is going to inhabit. You're building a spiritual house. I'm not talking about natural houses tonight. I'm talking about building up a spiritual house. You put your house, you put yourself, you present yourself a living sacrifice, holy, acceptable, which is your reasonable service. And in Romans chapter 12, verse 1, 2, 2, 3, and it talks about, and be ye not conformed to this world, but be transformed by the renewing of your mind. Once you come and have the mind of Christ and made your stone next to the light, you become a living stone, a spiritual house. And not only a spiritual house, but you become a holy priesthood to offer up spiritual sacrifices acceptable to God by Jesus Christ. Your sacrifice becomes acceptable because it's acceptable by faith. It's just like Cain and Abel. Abel, amen. Hallelujah. Brought forth from the first fruit. When your sacrifice come from the Lord Jesus Christ, he enables you. Wherefore also it is contained in the scripture, behold, I lay in Zion a chief cornerstone, elect, precious, and he that believeth on him shall not be confounded. Unto you, therefore, which believe, he is precious, but unto them which be disobedient, the stone which the builders disallow, the same is made the head of the corner. Church tonight, are you disallowing Jesus? Are you disavowing Jesus? Or has he become the head cornerstone? Is this the one, the select stone? These are precious stones. Many people, when they get married, they'll choose out a ring, and they'll go to find jewelers, amen, to find a precious stone. Church, tonight, there's a precious stone. Amen. It was made in heaven. Amen. Hallelujah. It's not going to a certain jeweler, but it was made from the God of heaven. Most precious stone in the world. Many people go try to find rubies, try to find this, try to find that, when the precious stones are all in the treasure chest of heaven tonight. Will you see? Because you know what? Tonight is time. Oh, who will elect? Who will charge to the elect of God tonight? Are you a part of that elect? The Bible says, make your calling and election sure. Are you sure tonight that you're going to make it on in? Are you sure tonight that you've got enough votes, amen, to have and confirm the election, that you have made it and you're in the office of the elect of God tonight? Are you the elect of God? It's up to you. Come to him and he shall choose you. He said he and will ordain you, amen, to be the elect of God. Go ahead, Brother Sister Green.
Praise God. Enjoyed that, Brother John, and we sure thank the Lord for you. And if you're under the sound of our voice tonight and you've not made that decision, you need to make that decision tonight, praise God, to make Jesus your God. I love what Brother John brought out right there, that in Zion they laid a chief cornerstone. It was Jesus Christ, praise the Lord. And who is Zion? Zion is the elect. Praise God. It's you and me that are born again. Praise the Lord. That is Zion. It says to blow ye the trumpet in Zion. Sound the alarm in the book of Joel. Hallelujah. And then in Acts 2, it talks about how this is that the prophet Joel spoke about, how the sons and daughters will prophesy in the last days. God will pour out his spirit upon all flesh. Praise the Lord. So you and I are Zion tonight. We are the mountain of God. The us that are the elect. Hallelujah. God is coming back after a church that's making herself ready. So I want to, Sister Gladys had shared the request of the prayer request, and then she's got some requests from her Facebook, Elizabeth Hart. Sister Gladys says we're praying for Brother Eddie Hart, and also Loanna Daughtry said, remember Amanda, her daughter. She is 5 months with child, so let's remember her. And also Doris Humphreys says, remember all the ministries in our church. Praise God. So we want to remember all those prayer requests as well. And I'm going to come to you with this here song. We're going to pray over the request. We'll have Brother John and Sister Gladys to go ahead and turn in your prayer request after this song, and then we'll pray over them, and then we'll let Brother Green just go ahead and obey God. Hallelujah.
When I stand on that great judgment morning, hear the rest of all that are there. Everything is recorded in heaven, but this consolation we'll share. I'll face nobody's record but my own.
God. I hope you enjoyed that song. That was Molly O'Day. Praise the Lord, and enjoyed that song. And if you've not made it right with Jesus, we're encouraging you tonight to make that decision. You've got to do that. Only you can stand before the Lord, just you alone, and you're going to be responsible for your record. And I'm responsible for mine, and you can choose. There's no excuse. You can't say the devil made you this, put these afflictions on you, or you had to take care of things. You had to raise your children, and you didn't have time for God. There's no excuse at all when you stand before the Lord. The Bible says to resist the devil, and he will flee from you. Praise God. So there's no excuses why we can't serve God. I tell you, you better serve him, because it is a better road. I tell you, it's a straight and narrow road. Brother John, do you have any prayer requests, brother?
Yes, I do, Sister Green. I've got a young lady by the name of Keisha. She's happened to have her hip replaced. This is the second time. Excuse me. And then also have a man, I don't know his name, but he's suffering with diabetes. He's lost one leg and possibility of losing another leg. His kidneys are failing, and then we have another woman that's suffering from depression. And then we have a young lady that's three months with child, and she's needing prayer. Her last child, she had complications, and there's a lot of trouble, so just bringing her in prayer. Remember my wife tonight, she's needing a touch in her left eye. Jimmy and Rachel Ellis, which have colds. Brother Ralph is needing a touch from the Lord. I have a Mary Hobbs that needs her car repaired. Car is broken down, and so both repaired. Robin Gresham's needing a touch from the Lord, her heart, and then David Gresham is needing a touch. He's fighting diabetes. His diabetes is getting off. Anna Sample has strep throat. And then there's a lady by the name of Tammy. She has MS and had a stroke, and she's needing a touch from the Lord. And then there's a couple that's needing to find a place to live. So those are the ones I have tonight.
Amen. Praise God. Sister Gladys, do you have any more sis that you want us to pray about?
Just my sister-in-law. She has had knee surgery, and I'd like for you to lift her up. Her name is Nancy.
Amen. Brother Yearwood, do you and Sister Betty, would y'all have another prayer request?
Just our kids need salvation there, Sister Green.
Amen. And us as well, too. You guys pray for all of our children. And we'll go to the Lord in prayer now. Lord, in the name of Jesus, God, we ask that you touch each and every name, Lord, mentioned here tonight, God. You see every need, Lord, and you see the names that were not mentioned, Lord. You see those listeners out there, dear God, listening. The sound of our voice, dear God, that needs to make that decision tonight to be one of the elect, one of the chosen, Lord. You said many called, but a few are chosen, Lord. Help them to make that right decision and to choose, Lord. I stay, God, in the name of Jesus. Lord, move over the request, Lord, to heal their bodies in the name of Jesus that are with child. Lord, touch the babies, dear God. Touch the heart, dear Lord. Touch Brother Tim Hall's heart and his heart in the name of Jesus, Lord God. We touch the ministry, Lord, throughout the broadcast, Lord. Touch Brother John Sample's church and Brother Wayne Gifford's church, Lord. Touch Madisonville, Tennessee's church, God. And Lord, touch Heavenly Highway Tabernacle, Lord. Touch the Seeley family, dear God. And touch Brother Merle, Lord, and show him. And give him a miracle, dear God, in the name of Jesus. Lord, save them that are lost, God. For our children, Lord, save Brother Yearwood and Sister Betty and their grandchildren, Lord, them that are strayed away. Lord God, we're asking you to bring them back to the fold, dear Lord, and make a way, God, where it seems to be no way. In the name of Jesus, Lord, and touch Sister Gladys' children and her grandchildren, Lord, and her mom, God, in the name of Jesus, with that insulin issue, Lord, you can heal diabetes, Lord, and we believe that, God. In your name, Lord, to you be all the glory, in the name of Jesus. Touch Sister Carla Locks, dear God, with her migraine headaches, dear God. Heal her body, Lord, tonight in the name of Jesus. Thank you, God. And at this time, we're going to have Brother Green to come in. He's going to obey God, and he's going to take us through the rest of the service, and we will be with you again next Friday, same time, 10 p.m. Eastern time, and praise God. Here's Evangelist Clint Green.
It's good to be with you tonight. I thank God that we're called tonight, chosen. We're the elect of God, that we have, chosen him as our personal Savior, and he's chosen us to salvation. And he's not willing tonight that people to be lost, but he wants them to get in on this great plan of salvation. And I want to thank God that he brought revelation to me when I was a fairly young man, 25 years old, and I didn't know God. I'd heard about him, but for many years I'd never been in the church house. Only time I'd go to church was if there'd be a funeral. I'd go down, to my aunts or uncles or someone and attend that funeral. But I didn't know God. I didn't have the revelation that Jesus Christ had died on the cross for my sins personally. I knew he had done that. I'd heard that. When I was a little boy, I'd heard the stories about Jonah and the whale and David and Goliath and those Bible stories had been taught to me, but the way of salvation I did not know, and I don't know if anybody had really shown me the way of salvation. But one day I remember I was sick and from something that I got in contact with where I worked, and I lived back this long lane, and two men came to my door one day and knocked on the door. I'd been sick for a while, lost a lot of weight, and was really pretty probably close to leaving this world. But they came to my door, and they brought their Bibles, and I don't know who they were. I never did find out. And, well, I'll tell you the truth, it was right before I got sick. As I remember now, it was before I got sick that they came to my door. And I was living back that lane, and they knocked on my door, and they began to talk to me. And I can remember the day that it was, thinking back, that these two young men was carrying their Bibles, and they wanted to come in and tell me about the plan of salvation. And you know what? I was so far from God, I just kept them outside on the porch. And the porch was built up a little bit, about 3 foot up off, 4 foot up off the ground. And they were standing on the porch. I was standing in the door. And this old game rooster walks up there to the side of that porch and looks up and listening to us. And that one young boy looked down. He said, "I know what that is." And, I was in a bad shape. I was away from God, a long ways from God. And I was way out there. And it's a wonder that the Lord ever had mercy on me. But you know what? God is a calling people to repentance. And he's a calling people to turn their life over to him. And he was calling me that day with them two young men had come to my door. And, I didn't feel conviction. I didn't know what conviction was. But I had my brother-in-law was sitting back on the couch, and we had been watching TV that day. And there was some kind of a horse race going on that day. And some famous horse was running. I believe it was the Kentucky Derby or something like that. We was watching when they knocked on that door, and he saw him. We could see through the door, the glass door, the screen door, can't remember which it was. And he saw them with their Bibles, and we looked at one another, and who was going to go to the door? Well, I went to the door because it was my house, praise God. And he was snickering at me, and kind of like they got you now, that kind of a thing. And he was far away from God himself. And There was three of us in the house, and none of us saved, and didn't know nothing hardly at all about God. And I guess I knew more than they did, but I thank God that I had been brought up as a little boy down there at Hiawassee Church of God there in Madisonville, there outside of Madisonville, and till I got in the first grade, about 6 years old, came to Ohio, and finally, when I was 25 years old, found the Lord. But I didn't find him that day that they talked to me. And, you know, they tried their best to get me to let him in and explain the plan of salvation. And I put them off and I turned them away. And, you know, they left. And, you know, it wasn't very long that I came down deathly sick and pretty near died. And, you know, it took me a long time to get over that. And I was in bad shape. I went from about 180-something pounds down to about 135 pounds. And I was, you know, I had run track and I had played football and I had exercised my body. And I was actually still working out whenever I came down with that sickness. And I just began to get weaker and weaker and weaker. And, you know, I still didn't call on God, you know. I still didn't find me a church to go to. I still was running from God away out there in a far-off place, you might say, away from God, never really thought about God too much. And I heard people take the Lord's name in vain and you know, take the Heavenly Father's name in vain and never thought about going to a church, passing up churches, probably about every day when I got in my car and drove one way or another there. Whichever town you go to, you can't hardly go through a town here in America without that you don't see a church on the corner somewhere. And I'll tell you, this is a Christian nation, and I tell you, we need to keep it a Christian nation. I'm talking to Americans tonight, right now, and I tell you, we need to turn this country back to God. And you know,
amen.
We're called to salvation. We're not called to that lake of fire. We're called to obtain salvation through Jesus Christ. And praise God. I may get into the scripture here in a minute, but I want to tell you, Jesus is the answer for your problems today. You know, the divorce rate is high as it is, you know, and something's wrong. Praise God. We know something's wrong, especially when Christians are falling out with Christians and they're wanting divorces, and they're wanting this and that. And I tell you, we're living too high on the hog, I believe, today. We want everything we see. You know, I'm speaking of the man that's not dedicated to Christ, the woman that's not dedicated to Christ. They're wanting this and wanting that. And it seems like the more they get, the more they want. And I tell you, it's time. It's high time, the Bible said, to wake out of sleep. Because I tell you, there's coming a day when darkness is going to come. And it's closing in on that day. And I believe judgment's coming to the nations. Praise God. And we're not exempt from that. Even though we've carried the gospel, we read how England carried the gospel and brought it here. And how that America picked it up and carried the torch and went into all the world and preached the gospel, and they're still doing it today. And I've got a friend that's a missionary on a mission field, and you know, they're out there hazarding their lives for the gospel of Jesus Christ and telling people the good news and preaching the unsearchable riches of Christ and the vengeance of our God, and telling them, except they find Christ, they're going to find the lake of fire. Except they find Christ, they're going to find death. They're going to find eternal death, be separated from God through all eternity. Praise God. But I don't want that to happen to me, and it's not going to happen to me, because I don't want to die without Jesus. I made up my mind, and I've got my reservation for a mansion in the sky. Praise God. Now, I'm not giving up or letting down or going back, but I'm pressing toward the mark of the high calling in Christ Jesus. Paul was the apostle to the Gentiles, and He preached so hard to the Gentiles, but he said, "Brethren, my heart's desire and prayer to Israel is that they might be saved, for I bear them record that they have zeal of God, but not according to the knowledge of God. And they, being ignorant of God's righteousness, have gone about to establish their own righteousness. Praise God. They rejected the Son of God and crucified him. I put him on a rugged tree. One day he looked at him and he said, 'Your house is left unto you desolate.' He said, 'I would have gathered you together as a hen. I gather her chickens under her wings. But ye would not.' Praise God. Oh, glory to God. You know, he went to that cross. He was crucified and died on that tree. But he came out the third day. The stone was rolled away. And he's alive forevermore. You know, the Apostle Paul went about to crucify and to kill and to destroy the church of God, but he failed. One day on the road to Damascus in Acts chapter 9, he met the Savior. He met the one that he was persecuting. He met the one that he was trifling with. He was trying to destroy the church of God. But I want you to know, you'll never destroy this great church of God. One day, this great church of God is going out of here. Praise God. It's going out on eagle's wings. Praise God. With the power of the Holy Ghost, this church is going to rise. Praise God. And go to be with the Lord. And I want to be in that number on that great getting up morning when the dead in Christ shall rise, and we which are alive and remain will be called to meet the Lord in the air. You know, it ain't going to be too long, I don't believe, because if we look at the signs of the times, see, we're called to go out of here when the trump of God shall sound and the dead in Christ shall rise. We're called to meet the Lord in the air. We're called to salvation tonight. We're called to the great marriage of the Lamb. Praise God. To the marriage supper. Praise God. We're called to enter in to the joy of the Lord. We're not called to go to that eternal hell, that place where the worm dieth not and the fire is not quenched. We're not called to go there, but that's made for the devil and his angels. But the Bible said many are called and few are chosen. I'll tell you tonight, we need to be chosen. God's going to have the final say. I can call myself a Christian, but I've got to live it. I can call myself a Christian, but I've got to love my neighbor. I can call myself a Christian, but I've got to forgive my neighbor, like Brother, I believe it was Brother Yearwood was talking about, so that my slate will be clean when I get over on that other side. And you'll never get over to that other side. You'll never cross that gap if you don't have Jesus in your life and you don't forgive and you don't love your neighbor whom you have seen. How can you say that you love God who you have not seen? I'll tell you, we better quit pointing the finger at one another and saying, look how bad that is and this and this. Look what they done 40 years ago and look what they done 20 years ago. Look what they done 15 years ago. Well, I don't know what you done yesterday, but Amen. Whatever you done yesterday, I tell you, you can be forgiven today. You can have your slate clean. They may point at Brother Yearwood was talking about who can lay anything to the charge of God's elect. It's Christ that justifies us. Praise God. I want to look at that in Romans chapter 8. And I know he already preached a little bit on this. And praise God. It said in verse 33, who shall lay anything to the charge of God's elect? It is God that justifieth. Who is he that condemneth? It is Christ that died. Yea, rather, that is risen again, who is even at the right hand of God, who also maketh intercession for us. I've got one, you've got one today, if you're a Christian, that's making intercession for you. I tell you what, who shall lay anything to the charge of God's elect? I tell you, they can point their finger at you and tell one another at the supper table what a bad person you used to be. But I want you to know when God looks at you, and if you're under the blood, I tell you, your name's in the Lamb's Book of Life. I tell you, you're as saved as you'll ever be. And if you've repented of your sins are gone. Praise God. I'm so glad one day I found an altar I'm glad one day I said to myself, I need Jesus. And I want you to know Jesus is what you need. He's what I needed, and he is what you need today. I want to encourage you to call on the name of the Lord, seek the face of God, and then call and pray and ask the Lord to forgive you of your sins and come into my heart, make me a Christian, save me. Lord, I'll serve you. Praise God in Jesus' name.
Praise God. We'll see y'all next Friday. Time has expired and until Tuesday with Brother Yearwood at 6 o'clock. And it's Reaching the World for Christ, blogtalkradio.com. Praise the Lord. Good night, y'all.
Good night.
God bless.
God bless.
God bless.